I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. If I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way into the love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love, I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way into the love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way into the love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love, I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above.
Christ went a building to prepare, not made with hands, and will be decked with jewels rare, not made with hands. I know I have another building, not made with hands. Just look over Jordan, and what do I see? Not made with hands. A heavenly home prepared for me, not made with hands. I know I have another building, not made with hands. I've never been to heaven, but I'm told, not made with hands, that the heavenly streets are paved with gold, not made with hands. I know I have another building, not made with hands. The angels' wings all tip tipped with gold, not made with hands. They are so glorious to behold, not made with hands. I know I have another building, not made.
There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Now he took the fair Rebecca, draped in jewels rich and rare. Back to Abraham and Isaac far away. Where Rebecca loves her Isaac, and he loved Rebecca fair. Oh, that must have been a happy wedding day. Oh, if ready evening shadows fall, can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Now the blessed Holy Spirit left the Father God above to come down to earth to find the worthy bride. For our Isaac over yonder has prepared his tents of love, and he wants the fair Rebecca by his side. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk gladly. We have bid this world goodbye. We are going to the land beyond the sky, where we'll behold our Isaac in that blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk gladly. We have bid this world goodbye. We are going to the land beyond the sky. There we'll behold our Isaac in that blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King.
But in the meantime, we still got a few miles to go.
Mm-hmm.
can't stop now. Can't give up now. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat.
Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him.
Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. But we've been given a mandate, an assignment from the God of Heaven. We didn't like the way things were going in that cult that we were in. And the Lord saw, the Lord heard our cry, that's all I can say. He's very concerned. Back in the day, I spent a lot of nights in prayer. I didn't want to go through this world without having done nothing for the Lord. And I know I was in a system that was not about the Lord's business. It's just a program. It's just a cult. And we're pretty hard on these preachers. And rightly so. He'd be given an assignment. Why didn't you read that scripture you had the other day? You know where it is?
Isaiah 32, verse 1.
Look. Why don't you read it?
Do you want me to do King James or the other one?
Well, both.
Okay. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the churl.
The instruments of the deceiver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the other translators will bring it out better. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He devised wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speak it right. But the liberal devised liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. So in another translation, it comes out a lot clearer. So it says in the New English Translation, look, a king will promote fairness. Officials will promote justice. That's talking about Jesus, because it says in the heading, a king will reign in righteousness.
Look, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the millennium.
That's right. Look, a king will promote fairness. Officials will promote justice. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, and the officials are those saints that will rule and reign with him. They will promote justice. Each of them will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from a rainstorm. like streams of water in a dry region and like the shade of a large cliff in a parched land. Eyes will no longer be blind and ears will be attentive. The mind that acts rashly will possess discernment, and the tongue that stutters will speak with ease and clarity. A fool will no longer be called honorable. A deceiver will no longer be called principled. For a fool speaks disgraceful things. His mind plans out sinful deeds. He commits godless deeds and says misleading things about the Lord. He gives the hungry nothing to satisfy their appetite, and gives the thirsty nothing to drink. A deceiver's methods are evil. He dreams up evil plans to ruin the poor with lies, even when the needy are in the right. An honorable man makes honorable plans. His honorable character gives him security.
I'll read it in German here.
Okay.
Sie es wird ein König regieren. That's Jesus Christ. Er wird regieren in the millennium. Er wird regieren, Gerechtigkeit anzurichten, und Fürsten werden herrschen, das Recht zu handhaben. The Fürsten, those that will pass the test here, that are going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ, just up the road here, just a few years from now. Da sein jeglicher unter ihnen sein wird sein eine Zuflucht. Vor dem Wind und wie ein Schirm vor den Platzregen. Wie die Wasserbache am deren Ort, wie der Schatten eines großen Felsen im trockenen Lande. Und der sehenden Augen werden sich nicht blenden lassen. Und die Ohren der Zuhörer werden aufmerken. Und die Unvorsichtigen werden klug sein. Und der stammenden Zunge wird fertig sein und reinlich reden. Es wird nicht mehr ein Narr Fürst heißen. See, there'll be no fools over there. Es wird nicht mehr ein Narr Fürst heißen, noch ein geiziger Herr genannt werden. Denn ein Narr redet von Narrheit und sein Herz geht mit Unglück um. Dass er Heichelei anrichte und predige von Herrn Israel, damit er die hungrigen Seelen aushungere und den Durstigen das Trinken wehre. See, these people, they're hungry now. A lot of hunger. They're hungry, but these preachers, they're feeding them a bunch of garbage. But that's not going to be. It's not going to be much longer. The hungry person that's have a desire to know, he's going to be fed. That's what it says here. Die hungrigen Seelen auswehren und den Dürstigen das Trinken wehren. That's what they do. They keep the truth from the people. These thugs. But that's not going to be like that in the millennium. And the millennium is going to be a righteous judgment, a righteous environment. And that's what we're supposed to do down here. We're supposed to live in a especially if you're in a position of power, that you're supposed to maintain righteousness and judgment and truth.
Mm-hmm.
Und das geizige Regieren ist eitel Schaden. The geizige one, want everything. Ist eitel Schaden. Denn erfindet Dicke, zu verderben die Elenden mit falschen Worten, wenn des Armen recht reden soll. See, supposed to stand for truth and for righteousness. What does he do? He tramples on innocent people just to save his right. Aber die Fürsten werden fürstlich Gedanken haben und darüber halten. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. We just pray to give us the grace to expound on it and explain it the way it needs to be explained and say it the way it needs to be said, Lord. We need your grace. We need your input, Lord, because you have on the mission here, Lord, it's too big for us to even bring it out right and all that stuff that let people know where we're living in time and what's going on around us in our circles, Lord. We just want to ask that you'll help us to give us the grace to say it in the way it needs to be said. And just pray, Lord, you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord has given you and I an assignment, a mandate. We weren't happy the way things were going. We saw how people were being mistreated in that cult that we were in, and we didn't like it, and we complained to the Lord about it. And like I say, we spent many nights in prayer complaining to the Lord what's going on with these leadership. But like I say, the Lord let me go through their kangaroo court to let me know how corrupt they are now, how they operate. When it comes to their own, they take a set of scales, and then when it comes to somebody that's not on their family structure, they use another set of scales. They're a bunch of crooks and thieves and robbers, and these people in the pulpit. It reminds me of back in the days of the Nazis, back in Germany under the war for 6 years. They were the Nazis. They were just going out and killing people and doing whatever. There was no check. There were no check and balances whatsoever. They had all the rights, and they did everything the way they thought is right. And they went and killing these Jews and things like that. And that's the way it reminds me today and these Hutterite colonists. They go out there and they terrorize people that don't agree with them. I'm not complaining. I had to go through their torture chambers. I had to be under their diabolical satanic rule to realize that's not right what these people are doing. And now I went to the Lord about it, and I complained to the Lord about it, and I spent many nights in prayer, and then the Lord let me know I'm supposed to let me know what to do. You know, you need to step up to the plate. If you don't agree with him, you need to let him know that you don't agree with him. And so that's what I did. I did agree with him, and I let him know that I don't agree with him. And at the end of the day, what they do, because you're not of God, what they do, then they put you in the outs. They do exactly what they did back in the Dark Ages, like we've been saying it over and over again. But they're paving themselves a way out to hell and that, because that kind of a judgment, those kind of people, they will not be in that millennial reign. And I get worked up, but I don't need to get worked up. I should more like a song says, you should more have pity on them, because, see, they're trying to do a job, they're trying to do whatever they do, but they don't have the understanding, they don't mm-hmm. have the knowledge, that's they don't right. have the truth, they don't mm-hmm. have the truth how to go about it, because their greed and their hypocrisy, and they only care about their own, you know, their own family structure. Mm-hmm. You could see it how they operate. You know, that Leonard, he's a first class crook. I don't like to say these things, but I wish I could say otherwise. See how you can tell. You can tell how they operate. They make sure that their family structure. You go look over there, Delta, and you can see he's got his son as the second preacher there, you know what I'm saying? And then he's got his other son as the boss. You know, he's got his son right, all his family structure up in the front there, in the position of power, and the rest, they're all just slaves to them. That's how they operate. The same with that guy from Rosebank, that Paul. Before he left the scene, he made sure his son is one his boss and one his... The other one is preacher. He's doing exactly what that woman did when she came to Jesus. Oh, she had a big request from Jesus. Oh, Lord, I have a request from you. And fell down at his feet, worshiping him. And Jesus said, what is it you want me to do for you? And she said, I want this my son to be in the right hand and the other son to be in the left hand. In other words, I'm bringing everything down and today's language. That's just the desire of the flesh. That's the human birth that's not been born again. I want my son to be the preacher and my second son to be the boss. That's what these Leonards operate. And it gets rampant in the colonies. That, like I say, that Leonard operates like that. And they would all live like that. But some of them don't have the politics to do it. And that Paul from Rosebank, he did the same thing. And it's a corrupt system. And I saw that, and I went to the Lord about it. I complained to the Lord about it. That's where you need to complain. And he wasn't too happy either. And then he put me on this course. And The first thing he gave me, there was one faith, one baptism, and one God. And I went and I searched for that one faith, that one baptism, and that one God, and I found it in the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And I pursued it. I went and I did exactly what the Bible says. One faith, one baptism. I found Acts 2:38, and I found a group of people that were living like that, that would believe that. And I found them under the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And this is what I did. This is what you and I did. We sought it because we weren't happy with what was going on. We didn't trust these preachers in these pulpits. And like I say, I got a number on it, but they ought to be more pity than talk about. Mm-hmm. But see, we have a mandate to expose all that stuff, to expose the unfruitful work of darkness. It's getting to a point where people think that they're so brainwashed that they think it's a common thing to do. Mm-hmm. But it's not. There's no righteousness in these tugs and these leaders, and they twist the scriptures like you put twist the pretzel, you know. I've seen how they operate, and I complained about it, but there's nothing I could do about it. So I went to the Lord about it, and then lo and behold, the Lord puts me on this journey, and then he lets me know what's going on. And then he brought me to the ministry of the hour, and he let me know that the truth is marching on. We're just here just to prepare for ourselves a place and that heavenly abode and that millennial reign, so that when we come, when we're done with this life, that we'll just slip over on into the millennium. We'll have something to look up to. And like I keep saying, we've had enough people in our midst that let us know that this is not where it's at. We had that boss from Forest River calling that Joe Mandel. He had an out-of-the-body experience. I keep saying it over and over again, because these things are the only things that's worth saying. If we don't say it, it's not going to be said. Because society and the devil, he uses these antichrist preachers to shut it down. They don't want to hear about what we're saying here. So the devil uses these preachers. Don't listen to Sam and Lorraine, because they're false prophets. Don't listen to them. So anyway, God gave this man an out-of-the-body experience that he was dead for 17 minutes or something, and then he came back and he realized he was on the wrong side of the fence. And the horror, the nightmare that man went through, realizing all his life was in vain, and he'd been doing something that had no purpose and nothing. It was not, he wasn't working for the Lord. He was working for the devil, and he didn't even know it. And he was so deceived and so brainwashed that he thought everything that he's doing is for the Chaldean, for the Chaldean. If you work for the Chaldean, you're doing it for the Lord. Well, he found out and that it's not so. And then he came back, and the Lord gave him another chance. And he went for 3 years. He went from colony to colony to tell the people, we're being deceived, we're being duped. And I heard him say that, and that kind of got me even more worked up, and got me to searching and praying, and spent, like I say, many nights I spent by my bedside, praying to the Lord, asking him to forgive me of my sin, and use me for his glory. And then he gives you and I, this mandate, this job description, this what we're doing here now, what we're doing. We're doing exactly what some taught people should be doing. I never wanted this job. I was always hoping and praying. Like, I never really desired wanted a preacher job or a job in a position of power. But all I ever wanted was these people that are in a position of power, that they will rule and reign with righteousness, mm-hmm. and with justice. But I couldn't find it anywhere. And I just went to the Lord about it. And here, lo and behold, the Lord has seen our heart, and he's given you and I the mandate to do exactly what I figured they should be doing. Like I say, I didn't even know this job was available. I didn't go campaigning for this job because I didn't want it. If there's nobody else, we'll do it then. If nobody else there to bell the cat, well, we'll take it upon ourselves and we'll do it ourselves. And that the Lord gave you and I the mandate. First of all, he had to give us the understanding of all that God sent the prophet, mm-hmm. and what's been going on in the last 6,000 years, and we had to find it from the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. I've been there since 1964, 65. I've been sitting under that ministry for the last 30, 40 years. And when I found about it, the first thing I did, I went back to these Antichrist preachers and I told them about it. But see, they're not of God, and the reason they're not of God, the reason I can say they're not of God, I presented them with the truth, which it cost you and I everything. We had to forsake everything to find this truth, and it cost us everything that we had, like the scriptures say, no man having left father, mother, house, children, he's getting it back here in time and in life, and then he's going to get eternal life for it. But that's the price we had to pay before the Lord would. We had to forsake everything, and then the Lord brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and the ministry of Brother Jackson, and all of a sudden we begin to see reality. We begin to see a thing, and we get to learn things how we have to operate down here in these closing days of time. And he's done all that. It's his mandate. It's not you and my mandate. It's the Lord's mandate. We're just being obedient. We're just allowing ourselves to be get enlightened by an unseen hand. All we ask for is to be faithful and true to what the Lord has called us to do. And that's what we're doing here. That's why we're doing what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we read verse 6, for a fool speaks disgraceful things. His mind plans out sinful deeds. He commits godless deeds and says misleading things about the Lord. These preachers, a lot of them say misleading things about the Lord, because they really, if you do not know God, you know, if you're not born again, you're misleading people. And these preachers are just like voted in, you know.
They're hirelings.
And it's not like, they're not really called, a lot of them. Some of them might be pretty good, I don't know, you know, but everyone that I've listened to, there's really a motive behind it, you know. There's a motive behind it to support that system. And I didn't see no righteousness in that system. There was partiality, unfairness. If you didn't belong to that, to the Pope, then you were second-class citizen, you know. And things like that, that is not righteousness. That is not justice. See, Jesus is not going to rule and reign with partiality, because mm-hmm. God is not partial. Jesus is going to rule with righteousness. What is right and what is just? He's not going to look at an elite person or a poor person or stuff like that. This is not how Jesus is going to rule. It's going to be righteous and fair and just. And people are not going to be allowed to get away with what they're doing now, ruling over people and dictating over them. Because in the millennium, it says that if you build your vineyard, you're going to eat of your vineyard. It's going to be yours, you know. And this is going to be your property and what you do with it. See, that lets you know the overall picture, how it's going to be ruled and reigned in the millennium. Your place will be your place. And he gives the hungry nothing to satisfy their appetite and gives the thirsty nothing to drink. See, if you think about spiritual food, this is, people just automatically think about physical food, like mm-hmm. eating and drinking, going out and having an eating and having something to drink. We're talking about spiritual food here. See, the Hutter writes, and for the last how many years since they came out, really, they never really followed the stream of God. See, they have been given nothing for their hunger and nothing for their appetite and nothing to quench their thirst, because they've been fed these sermons that are 500, 600 years old, that really were not connected to the vine that God was working towards. Like the stream that God was working towards was, there was Martin Luther that just shall live by faith, and he was working towards sanctification. live a holy life with John Wesley, and then going into the 1900s, there was the pouring out of the gifts, and then a water baptism in Jesus' name to go back to the faith of the early church. See, all the truths that were restored, Brother Brennan brought them all together. And that is what satisfied my soul. See, I sat in that Hutterite system for 27 years of my life, and my soul was not fed, and neither was my thirst quenched when I sat there. And then one day I said, Lord, I have no future here. And the Lord saw and made a way for me. He brought me to the righteousness of our day and hour. And that's where my hunger was satisfied. That's where my thirst was quenched, because I was now in the living waters where God was at, in that stream of water, that fountain of water. And that's what these Hutterites have been missing, and the world all over, because they rejected Brother Brennan. And see, that's where it's all going, leading to. That stream is all leading to the millennium now, where this is going to be, like the it says in the Old Testament, that the righteousness of God or the knowledge of God will cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Just as the water covers it, that's how the knowledge of God is going to increase. And people are going to want to serve God. And, those dictators are going to be dealt with, because these dictators are the ones that hold the people back.
Amen to that. And they're not allowed. See, we got the truth, but we're not allowed to tell people the truth. And what these antichrists do, and I hate to say it's so plain, but what they do, they make sure that they never come to the truth. It's exactly what Jesus said. You yourself cannot enter in. And then what they do, they make sure they keep the door shut for those that do want to come in. And like, there's a hunger and a thirst in the people, and that the hunger and that thirst has to be filled. So what do these young people do? They go into porn, and they got all kinds of problems into sex, simply because these leaders, these antichrists and these popes, they're keeping the people away from the truth. Right. I presented them with the truth 20, 30 years ago, and what did they do? Get this animal out of here. He's ruined our system here. And, they're going to, now they're suffering the consequences. These young people, they have a hunger and a thirst for something, and they feed them a bunch of religions and traditions, and that's all that Leonard has. All he's got is tradition and religion and rules and regulations. Like exactly what Jesus said, your traditions and your religion has made the word of God a non-effect, and we can't even get our foot in the door. Here and there, there's a few, sometimes they'll list to us, but if they find out they're listening to us, they have anything to do with us, they've been putting the out from these thugs, from these people in the pulp, from these murderers. They're doing it, like I say, they're doing exactly like they did back in the Dark Ages and back under the Hitler's regime. They're free to do whatever they want. But up the road, after that Second World War was over, they were called into judgment. They hounded them down and brought them back to judgment. Mm-hmm. And the same thing will happen here to these thugs in the pulpit, to these crooks and these criminals. And just because they're free, they're not going to get away with it unless they repent and they take it back to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive them and see how stupid they were, mm-hmm. and how misleading and how brainwashed they were. And they're doing all in the name of religion, all in the name of God, because the Bible says there's coming a day when they do these things and then they think they're doing God a service. But you got to go to the scripture, like we were saying yesterday. Thy word have I hid in my mouth, that I do not sin against it. That word has been a light to our pathway. And that's how what we go. We go by the word of God, so that at the end of the day, end of the journey, that we'll that we'll be on the right side of the fence, that we will have done things that we need to do according to the scripture, because Jesus said, the Father judgeth nobody. And then Jesus said, I will not judge you either. the words that I speak are going to judge it on that day. That's why you and I, we stand with that word, not with our own idea, not what our hearts tell us, mm-hmm. not what these preachers in the pulpit tell us, not the way they're brainwashing the people to tell them that's it. Because when you analyze that whole other, I think their foundation is Jakob Hutter and Andreas Enterprise and these thugs back there that were nothing but antagonists. They were coming against what that church age messenger said, what Martin Luther said. They were defying everything he said, and then they started, the devil used them to start up his own thing. And all they did, when you analyze it, you got to take it to the microscope of the scripture. All they did, they took the people back into the dark ages, into that communistic system. But now the devil, he's not using burning at the stake that much anymore. He does it too. But what he's doing, he's coming in a deceptive mode, in a religious deceptive mode, and then he uses these Jakob Hutters to build up a community. When you analyze a community, all a community is a dictatorship on steroids. Because what the devil does, like we said yesterday about what he did with that head covering, he takes a little bit of scripture and then he makes a religion out of it. That's what he did with these other eyes. All things come, but he forgets the first part, all those that believe, only those that believe that all things come, but he omits all things, all those that build, and he just takes all things come, and then he builds himself a religious empire, all and all things come. Oh, you gotta live, all things come. You know? It's a sin to have any property or anything like that, and that's how the devil deceives people, and they're so stupid and not to recognize it. But see, we went to the scripture, and we analyzed, and we put it into the microscope, but then we went to the dialysis on everything, and we observed everything, and we wondered what's going on here, because the Bible says, by the fruits you shall know them. And like I said the other day, my dad, he tried to get that ship up and running. Oh man, he couldn't even get a cent, any money to support his missions to India. And he couldn't even do that, and he was so frustrated, I think he had a little bit of a stroke. He was so affected by it because he thought he's got to get that ship going in the right direction. And I saw his frustration, and I went and told him, that Hutterite ship is not a good ship. It's not a good tree. A good tree brings forth good fruit. You can't even find anybody that'll agree with you to give any missions to India, to support that missionary that came through the colony, asking for a little bit of help so he can send out these missions to India. And now, and here he couldn't even do that, because I went and told, it's a well that cannot produce good water. And I said, it's a tree that cannot produce good fruit. And you're trying to make a bad tree bear good fruit. Well, the Lord saw my desire. He saw my need. And then put me on that course. And then he said, plant a good tree so that the fruit is good. And then what we did, we went back and we found out the ministry of Brother Branham, and then we did get baptized in Jesus. And now we're planting a good tree. Now we have a good tree, and now we can produce fruit for the Lord. And the Lord took us through a 30-40 years of schooling, and if they would have allowed that message to go into the colony, that's exactly what I told. Take your servants out in the middle of the yard and call everybody together and burn them up, because they're not meant for the hour and time we're living in. They might be 100% the truth, a lot of stuff in there, but it's what they don't tell them. That's what's so deceptive. That's why Jesus said the deception would be of such magnitude that it would deceive the very elect. But see, like I say, it's what they don't tell you. They don't tell the people what we're telling them here, that God sent the prophet. And they don't tell them what the baptism in Jesus' name. Now the 30 years are gone, and they're still empty, and all their young people, They're filling themselves with porn and with alcohol simply because the leadership has kept the truth from them. Just exactly what Jesus said. You yourself aren't coming in, you can't meet the conditions to come in. So what you do, you keep the door shut for those people that do want to come in. And they leave them high and dry and hungry and thirsty, and they have nothing there to feed. Just more tradition and just more rules and regulation. That's not doing nothing for the soul of a person. The soul of a person is built on truth. They don't have the truth. The truth was presented to them, and they rejected the truth. And you got till sundown to get out of here. Well, you'll have to suffer the consequences. Nothing we can do. They will not be in that millennial reign, believe you me. They'll have no part of that millennial reign. And that's why we're down here. We're down here so that we can have something that we would be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration and rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's going to be righteous judgment. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth of the thing.
That's right. It says, as a deer painted for the water, so my soul thirsted after you. See, that's where the Lord brought us to. We realized how unsatisfied we were with the conditions that we were in that religious system, and our heart, we were thirsty for the things that are right and true. And God brought us through all this stuff out there. Like I talked to a preacher, one of the Brenhamite, used to be a Brenhamite preacher. He said, how do you know that Brother Brenham was the prophet? And a lot of people have said they've experienced something when they read the Mormon book, Joseph Smith. And I said, well, Joseph Smith and the Mormons, they believe in polygamy. That's not part of the gospel, polygamy and these things. So right there, you see there's something not right there. And if they get some height, then the devil is in it to deceive them, because it's not biblical. See, when God led us to that brook, to that water fountain, to the ministry of Brother Brenham, we had to get rid of our own ideas. And then God could lead us to where that water was, because we were thirsty. He's not going to lead you if you're not thirsty. A person has to be hungry and thirsty, and then he will do anything, you know, and to get to that fountain, to that water brook where your thirst is going to be quenched. And that's where my thirst was quenched when I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. Not just because of who they are, but because of what they brought, what they taught, you know. They brought out of the Word of God, things were hidden, and they brought them out to our understanding. And that's where, you know, that thirst that was in you, and that that hunger that was in you, that's where it was filled, you know. It wasn't some carnal idea that can fill that. Nothing but the truth of God's Word can satisfy your soul and spirit. And that's what I wanted, my soul and my spirit to be satisfied. And that brought me right to that ministry. And that's, we're just continuing on what they have done and what they have brought out. So there is something that people that's out there that people can go to, that there is something out there that their hunger and their thirst can be quenched if they are thirsty and hungry.
Amen to that. And you're going to hear it right here. That's why the Lord, like he keeps saying, the Lord has given you and I this mandate. He has given us this assignment because we were not happy with what was going on. We saw the corruption of these leaderships. And here, lo and behold, the Lord let us know where all that Hutterite things come from. It came from all these antagonists. It was built on an antichrist system. And these people that went against Martin Luther. Martin Luther was that church age messenger for the church age of Sardis. He was that angel, the voice of that angel. This is exactly what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life. There's no eternal life outside of these seven church age messengers. There's no eternal life in the ministry ministry of Jakob Hutter, because he was not sent from God. He was not part of that angelic ministry. In fact, they were the opposing forces to Martin Luther, and then they, now that's as far back as they can go. The Martin Luther and the Peter Riedemann and these thugs, these antichrists, and then they build their whole sermon on that. That's why I say take them out there and burn them, because they're posters. They might be 100% the truth, but it's what they don't tell them. That's what makes it so deceptive. And that's why Jesus said the deception of this end time will be of such a magnitude that it will deceive the very elect. Now here you and I, we coming along, we tell the people the truth. What did they do? Put them in the outs, because simply because they're not of God. That's mm-hmm. why they want to get rid of us, because they're not of God. But they pretend they are. They've only got a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They do not go back to the scriptures and tell people exactly the way, like you and I are doing. Mm-hmm. Like I say, God has given you and I a mandate, He's given you and I assignment, and all we ever ask from the Lord to be faithful and true, what He's created us to be. That's the duty of every human being. And then when we've done everything we can, we should just classify ourselves as unworthy servants, just simply because, so we don't get a big head and think we're something special. We're not something special. We're just like anybody, ordinary human being, trying to be faithful and true what the Lord has created us to be. That's just a matter of the fact. That's the truth about it all.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You, Lord, and we just pray that You'll take these words and let them speak to people, Lord. Paint a picture in them to help them see and understand, Lord, and bring them to that fountain of living water, Lord. Help them, give them a thirst and a hunger for righteousness, so that You can lead them to that fountain of living water, so that thirst and that hunger can be satisfied, Lord. And we know that only You can do that. So we pray, Lord, that You'll give that increase. We give You thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.